So let's review. In the previous Mishnah, we had the following machlokes. The Rabbanan ruled, in mesu yukavu. If a consecrated animal dies, it must be buried. While Rabbi Shimon ruled, kachet bedek abayis, in mesu yupadu. Items sanctified for bedek abayis can be redeemed if they die. And the Gemara cited the machlokes, Rabbi Yechon Mishlokes, about this machlokes. Rabbi Yechon holds, l'rabbanan, echad kachet mizbechav, echad kachet bedek abayis, hoi b'chla hamad v'racha. Rabbanan hold that both kachet mizbech and kachet bedek abayis require hamad v'racha. Therefore, when the Rabbanan said v'meisu kavur, they referred to both kachet mizbech and kachet bedek abayis, that neither one can be redeemed when dead. However, Rish Lakish holds the Rabbanan, kachet bedek abayis hoy b'chal hamad v'racha, kachet mizbech lo hoy b'chal hamad v'racha. The Rabbanan hold that only kachet bedek abayis require hamad v'racha, but kachet mizbech do not. Therefore, when the Rabbanan said v'meisu kavur, they only referred to kachet bedek abayis, that they cannot be redeemed when dead. But they agree that kachet mizbech can be redeemed when dead. However, v'zev is a moedel Reb Shimon, kachet bedek abayis lahoy b'chal hamad v'racha, for kachet mizbech hoy b'chal hamad v'racha. Both Reb Yechim and Rish Lakish agree that Reb Shimon holds that kachet bedek abayis do not require hamad v'racha, while kachet mizbech does. Therefore, he specifically stated that kachet bedek abayis can be redeemed when they are dead, implying that kachet mizbech cannot be redeemed when dead. The Gemara now explains the source of this machlokes. The pasuk says, "Behemeres behemel lefnei hakohen, v'herech hakohen oisa bein tayiv uvein ra." The Rabban expound, the pasuk refers to a type of kedusha where we do not differentiate between toiv and ra, i.e., between a blemished and an unblemished animal. This refers to kachet bedek abayis, where one sanctifies the animal for its value regardless of a blemish. Now, the pasuk also uses the exclusionary term oisa. Therefore, l'Rish Lakish oisa l'mutei kachet mizbech. This excludes kachet mizbech, that they do not require hamad v'racha, and so they can be redeemed when dead. This excludes an animal that was blemished before it was sanctified. However, both kachet mizbech and kachet bedek abayis require hamad v'racha, and so they cannot be redeemed when dead. The Gemara cites another opinion. Tan be Levi, hakol hayi b'chal hamad v'racha, v'afil balmum meikare, afil chayv afil oifis. All sanctified animals, including animals that were blemished before they were sanctified, and even including those that cannot themselves be brought on the mizbech at all, require hamad v'racha. The Gemara points out that according to Tanya Levi, Oisa Kasha, the term Oisa appears unnecessary. However, Reb Shimon expounds the pasuk differently. The pasuk refers to a type of kedusha where we do differentiate between Tayv and Ra, i.e., between a blemished and an unblemished animal. This refers to kachet mizbech, where only an unblemished animal can be brought as a carbon. Therefore, Oisa lemu'ute bedek abayis. The exclusionary term Oisa excludes kachet bedek abayis, that they do not require a mother v'racha and can be redeemed when dead. However, the Gemara asked that according to Reb Shimon, instead of bein toiv vein ra, the pasuk should have said bein toiv l'ra, and the Gemara concludes, kasha. This is indeed difficult according to Reb Shimon. The Gemara cites a related braisa. Meisu temim yikavru uvalimum yupadu. If a sanctified animal dies, it depends. If it was unblemished, it is buried. And if it was blemished, it is redeemed. However, this is only regarding karbanis, but animals of bedek abayis are always buried. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechonon bebalmum meikarei. According to Rabbi Yechonon, holds that l'rabbanon, echad kachet mizbech, echad kachet bedek abayis, hoy b'chal hamad v'racha, this braisa is ruling that kachet mizbech, balimum and yipadu must refer to bebalmum meikarei, where the blemish preceded the hektish, which certainly does not require hamad v'racha. Therefore, they can be redeemed even when dead. However, l'Rish Lakish, b'shakadim hektishin es mumen. According to Rish Lakish, who holds l'rabbanon, kachet bedek abayis, hoy b'chal hamad v'racha, kachet mizbech lo hoy b'chal hamad v'racha, this price is ruling that kachet mizbech bali mumen yipadu can refer even to b'shakadim hektishin es mumen, even where it became blemished after it was sanctified, because the Rabbanon hold that kachet mizbech does not require hamad v'racha and can be redeemed even when dead. However, the Gemara asks, since such animals cannot be eaten even after they are redeemed because they are in the Vela, if so, we can infer that it is permitted to redeem Hektish in order to feed them to the dogs. The Gemara answers, the price refers to a case where they did not die naturally. Rather, he slaughtered them before they were redeemed. In this case, they may be eaten, and so they can be redeemed. The price concludes, Reb Shimon Naim Timim Yukavru Ubalimum Yipadu. Unblemished animals are buried, but blemished animals can be redeemed. The Gemara explains that Reb Shimon Timim Yukavu Mishum Dechazu LaKrava. Shimon holds that kachet bedek abayis do not require hamad v'racha. Nevertheless, he rules that unblemished animals cannot be redeemed after they die because they are fit to be used as karbanas. As the Braisa rules, Hamatves Tamimun LaBedek Abayis Kashen Niftin in a Niftin El Mizbech. Unblemished animals of bedek abayis can only be redeemed to be used for karbanas because Kalaroy La Mizbech and the Yitzim De Mizbech La Oilam. Anything fit for the Mizbech that is consecrated must eventually be used as a carbon. Therefore, Rashi explains, Avalahu Maila B'Tamimim. Chaim enacted an extra stringency and treated them like Kodesh Mizbeach, that they cannot be redeemed.